many analysts had predicted. The Labor Department says employers adding 266,000 jobs last month. That's a sharp drop from March and a sign that some businesses are struggling to find enough workers as the economic recovery strengthens. The unemployment rate was up from 6.1% from 6% in March. California's population has declined in 2020 for the first time since state officials began measuring it. The nation's most populous state lost over 182,000 people in 2020. California's population now is just under 39.5 million. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher throughout the day. The Dow now up 251 points and the NASDAQ 136 points higher. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison. Downtown.
Hey y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good as we head towards the weekend. Our string of storm-free days continues. Tonight, you'll need a jacket. It's going to be clear and rather chilly for this late in the season. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 50. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer, but a nice day with plenty of sunshine. Low 80s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, but still dry during the day. The risk of showers and storms will return to the forecast, but not till the overnight hours Sunday and into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Golf
clap. Nice.
Good to see you guys. It always is. Hard to believe it's May already.
I know. Man.
I can't believe it. Mother's Day weekend, and JT's going fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, see, look.
And I feel bad.
He does. He feels
really
bad.
We've already had this conversation.
I'm just rubbing it in. So, I'm really good.
I don't know if you've ever gone deep sea fishing, but it's really hard to align a deep sea trip because the weather has to be perfect. There can't be any storms in the area. So real quick, last summer we went down there and we had a trip booked. Land doesn't fish, but I took my daughter and my son-in-law and a couple other people. And we got all the way out and a storm hit.
Oh.
And literally, guys, I don't know if you've ever seen...
You should have seen them walk through the door.
Titanic or movies like that, but it was so bad. We were just pelted with rain and waves all the way back to shore. I didn't think we were going to make it. There was a boat that capsized that day and had to be rescued by the Coast Guard. Luckily, that was not us. But so anyway,
he's giving you a redo.
They rescheduled the trip. He's like, yeah, I got a redo for you. No cost. And it's Sunday.
Yeah. But it was going to be Saturday, but he said it's going to be like glass on Sunday. And if you're going to go and invest that time, you want it to be perfect. And that's really all moms want, is for their family to be happy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, according to the enlightened on the left, there's no moms. They're birthing persons now. That's the new term.
That's
the
most
ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
If someone called me a birthing person,
slap them.
I'd have to slap them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it because every day they come up with a new way, they got to rewrite the rules of the road. It's just ridiculous, birthing person.
Bless their heart. They really must have nothing else to do in life.
What a joke. Hey, the best Mother's Day joke I've heard so far this week, though, is a daughter said to her mom, "You're in my personal space." And the mom said, "You came out of my personal space."
Isn't that good?
I love it.
That pretty much wraps it up quickly.
Yeah.
Shuts them down.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I got my mom. You know, as you get older, it's the little things in life that really mean the most, like a good pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
And the sneakers that she had were good, but they kept hurting her feet after she would walk on them the next day. And I said, well, try mine on, because she was up in March, and she said, oh, I love these shoes. And I said, okay, so I'll get you some for Mother's Day. They're Brooks sneakers, and they're really good. And so me and my sister split her a pair, and I got her an Alexa, the little Echo Dot. So when she opens that up on Sunday, I'm waiting for the phone call to have her, you know, how do I set it up? But that's okay. Hey, I am blessed to have my mom still.
Yes.
So I am so lucky. And she's my rock.
Yeah, absolutely blessed. So I celebrate the moms that I can. Like today, I sent a card off to my daughter's grandmother, who I've stayed close to all these years, and her mom as well. When I was going through really, really wretched times, and my little universe had collapsed on me in Florida, she never changed her opinion or attitude towards me.
You learn who your people are when you're in tough times.
So I've never forgotten that. And she doesn't drive. So when I get down there, I always pick her up so she can travel down and see my daughter.
Yeah.
Got to see her new place and go out to a nice lunch. Things like that. But you mentioned the shoes. I have a feeling that we have something in common. You would much rather buy that higher quality item for someone else than yourself.
Yes, because I didn't buy the shoes that I have. That's what I asked for Christmas for from JT. I said, I just want a pair of Brooks sneakers. That's all I want for Christmas, because I want a pair of good shoes, because I'm not spending that kind of money on myself.
Brooks sneakers.
They're really,
really good.
Really, nurses wear them. You know, a lot of walkers and runners wear them. You just have to experience it.
I didn't know what they were till Leanne asked for them for Christmas, and I went out to Dick's Sporting Goods Christmas Eve at about 5:30 p.m.
God love you.
And found the last pair, thank God.
And then he goes to the cash register, and he's like, what?
How much? That's just for the shoes. You just ring up the shoes, right?
That didn't include the box.
Yeah. Forget the socks, just the shoes.
But they're... When you're comfortable like that and it takes away pain, it's worth every penny. And so I'm so excited. My mom's got the package, but she won't open it until Sunday. She wants something to look forward to. So
that's so cool. What kind of grades is JT earning these days?
Oh, JT got a good grade. I did not.
Oh, I didn't realize you also get to
grade
her.
Oh yeah,
it's an equal thing. Usually I'm on the AB honor roll. I didn't do so good this week.
You know, so much has happened since we gave each other the report card earlier this week. I forgot.
It's when the power went out, and you got up in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah, that's right. So you know, we had the tornado in Prattville.
Yeah.
And it's been confirmed that it was a tornado.
EF1.
And let me tell you what, when we were sitting on our back porch watching it come through, I already knew it was a tornado because it was unlike anything I'd ever seen.
We were downtown.
We were downtown. Yeah. But I mean, the straight line winds even downtown Tuesday night were crazy. And then up around the interstate, Bass Pro and Lowe's in Prattville is where that tornado hit. But anyway, our power went out, which, you know, sometimes it does. And all night Tuesday into Wednesday, we had no power.
Right.
Wow.
So I got up about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hot, and we have no AC, and it's humid.
And our dog snores.
And we couldn't sleep, and we couldn't have our fan going. It was a mess. But I...
Freddie, the old man.
Yeah, the old man. Yeah, exactly. Here's my Freddie impersonation.
And
all night long.
Snores and And the dogs knew something was off. I mean, they were just restless all night.
Sure.
But got up 1 o'clock in the morning, pitch black in our house, and there's never a gate from the living room to the hallway. Well, there was then.
Because
the dogs were off, and they were, you know, going crazy. I tripped over that gate, laid myself out, face planted in the hallway.
No.
I mean, it was a big ruckus at 1 a.m. Leanne, I know she heard it because the house is dead silent.
Okay, it sounded like a bomb went off, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he just ran over the gate. I said, I'm not getting up.
And Leanne didn't even say, hey, are you okay?
Nope.
You all right? Nope. Nothing.
I knew he was mad.
Absolutely. Oh, I was PO'd. But anyway... We gave Leanne a D this week for that.
Oh, it was so funny.
Not even checking on me.
No.
Like, you know, just if he fell over and his legs broke, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
I'll get to him when the power comes back on.
Or at least a few minutes until he's not ticked off anymore.
Or if he's dead, it's not like he can do anything before daybreak anyway.
Exactly. Exactly right. His life insurance policy's paid up. It's all good.
Yeah, Leanne's rich and I'm dead. It's all good.
What are you gonna do? Her a D too.
Yeah, she got a D. She's lucky she got a D.
I laughed and laughed, and then I heard the door open and close, so I knew he was okay. But I laughed and laughed and laughed, and I thought, I sure hope that ice water is worth it.
I was thirsty.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
I really, you know, by the time I get here these days, like today. Watching them, the jobs number came out today. They only missed by 750,000 in their estimates.
Wow!
Yeah, it came out at 225. They were expecting 1 million because there's so many people that are still collecting unemployment. That's
plus better than COVID money. Okay, so you know it's unemployment plus COVID money every week.
Oh,
yes.
COVID money. What is that?
It's like you're getting. Stupid money.
Oh, well, you're getting extra.
Yeah, extra money
on top of your normal
of your
benefits.
Unemployment.
Yeah. Right, because of the pandemic.
Because
and all
of the
that.
Pandemic. Yeah. So normally, okay, say you might make $200 a week on unemployment, plus COVID money, it's like $700 or $800.
Oh yeah.
A week.
Wow.
People sitting at home with no job are banking money
banking
right now.
Banking money. Yeah.
Because you can't go buy too many businesses. In fact, Rich was telling me he went to a place to grab a quick lunch. Wanted to go inside and get the food, and
couldn't.
It was closed because they don't have anybody to staff the dining room.
Yeah. Why would people want to work when they can make more money sitting at home and do nothing?
Well, you know, but me, I'd rather work.
I have to work. Yeah, but you and I were, you know, raised differently.
Yeah.
I guess.
Everybody is hiring. I mean, I'm seeing now hiring literally everywhere I go.
Yeah. I think they should stop unemployment and just stop taking taxes out of people's money who work.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That would be nice to have a tax holiday. I'd love that.
I mean, wouldn't that be nice? That's the way it should be because you want to take care of the people who are working.
By the way, our mastermind president had a very positive spin on these awful jobs numbers today.
This morning we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266.
That's what it
and
says.
And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed. But
yeah, I think a lot of people are disappointed.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a mess. I mean, never in my life, and I've seen so many people post this on social media, never in my life have I seen as many help-wanted signs.
Yeah.
As I have now. So there is a newer coffee house in downtown Prattville. It's West Main Coffee House. It's phenomenal. It is the spot in downtown Prattville, and they're open on Saturdays and Sunday. I love it. And a couple of people were sick, and they had to close it down because they didn't have any extra people. You know, it's there. Bella Vista is closed in downtown Prattville. I don't know why, but I mean, a lot of places, you know, help wanted, can't open today because the staff didn't come in or nobody wants to. And I'm like,
I'm even seeing it on billboards driving up and down the interstate, 85 and 65.
Help wanted. Now hiring
these businesses advertising they need employees.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask, since you guys are tuned in locally, anybody heard about the Montgomery mask situation? Because it expires Sunday.
Yeah, what did I hear? I think it's your choice. Is that right?
It's so confusing.
I know.
I mean, Alabama lifted the statewide ban, but still left it open for businesses to make their own call. And then, like, you know, at the post office and other places, it says mask required for entry, but people are walking in without masks. So you're like, is that an old sign they forgot to take down? Or, you know, is it up to you? It's crazy.
It is. It's very confusing.
So I just carry my mask in my pocket, Greg, and if everybody else is wearing one, I do it too. But I prefer not to.
Well, I want you to know that you're sitting in a in front of a fully vaccinated host.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You got vaccinated.
Yeah, I did the Moderna.
Did you? Both
After
shots?
A lot of deliberation, I didn't just rush into it.
No, of course not.
Adams Drugs right up the street here has the health clinic. So I did the first one on the 1st of April and the last one a week ago. I had symptoms from the first one, which I realized I could handle better if I was drinking some Pedialyte. So that helped me pull out of that little slump. So when I got the second one, I was ready. I had mild symptoms for about 24 hours, and then it went away.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad had the same deal. Yeah. Symptoms on the second one for a short time, and that was it.
I think I want to get the Johnson & Johnson one only because I just want to get one shot.
One and done, yeah.
One and done.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller. Wayne, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Can anyone authenticate what I have seen on Facebook? And we know how that goes. But Montana supposedly is curtailing unemployment payments, and they're going to issue credits or enhancements for imports.
I saw that post, too, and I don't know if that...
I hope it's true.
I don't know if it's true, but it sure makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that's occurring, guys, is the new entitlement class is being created.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God. It's not... Nobody can think it's a good thing. Nobody can.
No, I did. I saw that, and I thought, man, I wonder if that's true. You know, but so it did say, you know,
it's
we're
so
going to
Montana-ish. Cut. Stuff.
It is. Montana-ish. Yes, yeah, it is Montana-ish.
Hats off to Montana.
Yeah. But yeah, stopping unemployment and giving the benefits to the employed.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, and why? And you know, okay, we can't find employees, and employers need breaks. Let's employ the fair tax as an experiment for 2 years. And hey,
well, I haven't heard that term in ages. That was something we talked about a lot.
Every single person who buys something pays into our tax system. Tourists, underworld people, it doesn't matter. You buy something, you pay the tax.
Yeah.
It is so simple, and it robs them of so much power. That's why it just will never be a consideration.
Yeah, this is right now. They're hoping people get used to this. Hey, money for
precisely.
Not working.
Precisely. Everybody.
That's
look,
how you
I'm
sell socialism.
I cannot find enough employees, and the employees that come in
don't want to work.
Don't want to work and don't care about the work they do.
Yep. No pride in your work and don't care if they show up on time, you know.
No call, no show. Yep. 2 or 3 days. I'm back, boss. I need to go to what?
Yeah. can I get paid now?
I need an advance.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I feel you.
I'd really love it. I mean, you guys have all kinds of means. If someone could authenticate that, we need to get behind Montana.
All right, I did see something on this topic just moments ago, so I'll check it out during the break. Thank you for the call, Wayne. You were talking about your face plant. By the way, that's not a medical procedure.
No,
that's right.
No,
that's a stupid procedure by me. Yeah, trip over the gate.
I went to Georgia Floors Direct. Maybe, I don't know if it was a year or 2 years ago, because the bedroom needed new carpeting. And they got all kinds of remnants. But the one that we ended up putting in is a little dark. Sometimes my little golden nugget, Briscoe, can't see him if he's laying there.
He, like, blends in the carpet.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the room is, because I got sun-blocking shades,
yes,
so I can grab
it.
A nap during the day. And last night, I almost broke my left ankle stepping on a dog toy. Made a big squeak.
I bet it did.
Oh, yeah.
Last squeak, too. Something, you know what, I probably would have seen, so I may have to go back to Georgia Floors Direct and get something. If I have to correct a mistake, though, it's, the carpeting is excellent, don't get me wrong. I just may need a lighter shade in the room. And they do have hundreds of remnants there. So when you're ready for any kind of flooring change, whether it's a single room or you want to redo your whole home, get it at a wholesale price from people who have their own team of installers and a group led by Jeff Mallinson and the team I call the Merry Band of Floriers, because they just make shopping there so easy.
You're so good.
It's true.
Yeah.
Every time I come in, I learn from the master. I'll tell you what. I learn something every time I come in here.
It's real life on the radio, Leanne.
That's a very mutual thing, though, you know? Oh. It really is. By the way, Georgia Floors Direct also has an excellent Facebook page with decorating tips and more. Stop by and see them on the boulevard across from Lowe's, 326.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, just in time for both Mother's Day and graduation, Margarites is exclusively offering a high-quality 17-inch strand of freshwater pearls for only $99. This beautiful, high-luster strand of pearls comes with a solid 14-karat gold clasp. That's right, $99 for the perfect gift for your mom, graduate, or perhaps both. Only at Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Views Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Views by You, you can choose from 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Views Alto a vape that is yours in store now. Discover more at Views.com. Views, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Want the truth on why I wake up looking so darn awesome? I take care of my skin. Not just my face, but more intimate skin. And when you've got incontinence, you sure need to.
Tena Intimates pads lock liquid in and are now 100% breathable to care for your intimate skin, day or night. Tena Intimates are now endorsed by the Skin Health Alliance. Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a gentle reminder that Mother's Day is...
Sunday!
Sunday!
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Sunday is Mother's Day!
Your mom, she brought you into the world!
She endured the nitro-charged agony of childbirth!
The least you can do is call her on Sunday!
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 She was there for you when you scraped your knee on the sidewalk outside the Civic Arena!
And when your high school sweetheart crushed your heart like a Tough Fuel monster truck!
So be there for her on Sunday!
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 Buy her a Mother's Day card!
A Mother's Day bouquet!
A Mother's Day fruit basket!
A Mother's Day teddy bear!
And the granddaddy of them all!
A Mother's Day brunch!
If you can get reservations for one on Sunday!
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 Be there
for your mom!
Yeah, you gotta make your Mother's Day reservations around St. Patrick's Day. You gotta think ahead, because it's hard to find a place.
No doubt.
For Mother's Day brunch or dinner.
Leanne will be having hers at home, alone.
Alone. No, I'll have my my grandbaby girls, Maddie and Addie, 6 and 2, so I'm sure we will go somewhere.
See?
And we'll have fun. I won't be alone. I'll be having some girl time.
I actually saw this week that the number one thing moms want for Mother's Day is to be left alone.
Yes.
And some what time a to themselves. God you are for giving her that gift.
But I'm really not alone.
I mean,
because I'm watching the grandkids so everybody can go.
I'm giving you the most popular Mother's Day gift on the planet.
No, you're
leaving. A day to yourself.
No, I don't have a day to myself. No, it was like a card or flowers or homemade gift, a spa package, booze.
And while you're enjoying time to yourself, I'm
going
to be out there fighting for Monster Grouper, Snapper, King Mackerel, bringing those all back home so we can have some nice seafood dinners.
There's no we.
So I can eat some seafood. Leanne doesn't like fish, so I'll bring you some chicken tenders.
There you go. Hey, we can bring some of it into the station so Greg can cook it.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds good.
Every morning, we walk in, and the station smells like Waffle House. And oh, my gosh. Every morning.
It's good stuff.
Oh, it looks so. So what did you make this morning for Rich?
French toast? French toast, grilled ham, cheddar, and egg over easy sandwich.
Oh.
Nice.
Man, I want breakfast for dinner.
Scattered and smothered.
That's right.
We post the pictures as the News Talk breakfast special.
Yes.
It's amazing how many people are saying, I want to order this.
We need to get a drive-through window.
You need to do a cookbook, Greg. I'm telling you.
I actually would find it really cool to have like a small breakfast joint with a studio set up.
That would be fun.
So, and then you'd have a
A studio audience, a captive audience.
But then you need to hire employees, and you couldn't find any.
Able to find them.
And you can't afford the insurance.
That's right.
And all that. Yeah. So yeah, forget that idea.
They call them the masked Nazis. This one in particular is disturbing, though. This is a mom who was shopping in a grocery store, and some busybody takes it upon himself to literally assault this woman playing candid camera. Listen to this.
Hi, yep, right here, right there.
Very pretty young woman, pregnant at the checkout line. She's not wearing a mask.
A mask, right there. Here we go. Candid camera, there we go. I want you to know that your insensitivity is ridiculous. I no longer have grandparents due to this virus because of people like you.
I'm not sure your grandparents didn't cack because of you. Because you're their grandkid.
Good night.
You don't want to wear a mask in the store? It's ridiculous, actually. It's insensitive and it's disgusting as a human being for you to show so much privilege to all of these people. There are so many older people in here who have health conditions, other people.
Oh, great.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Congratulations for your pregnancy.
I mean, some of these people, they can't be sued for harassment. This is crazy.
I would have definitely called the police. Now, my question would be, of course, you can't tell in this video, was she the only person in the whole store? Not that it matters because this guy's harassing her, but I mean, was she the only person?
This is New York. You know why he doesn't have grandparents? Because Cuomo is your governor.
Yeah, and he was shipping everybody to...
Infected people into nursing homes by the thousand. And he's been charged by 10 different women with harassment.
Is he still in office?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's still up there.
They're not even close to a situation where the representatives in the state or even the citizens are going to make a move to get rid of him.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
Privilege.
That's privilege. That says a lot about New York and what they're allowing.
But I'm like you. I carry a mask in the pocket if I need it to go into a place.
I mean, I just don't want to have confrontation with any stupid people like that.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
No, because some of them, they're like way over the top, and they feel like they've been deputized or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of the they feel
police.
Like they're the privileged one who has been empowered to be the mask police, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he got what he wanted. He went viral, but on all the wrong websites.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're not speaking too kindly about him.
Yeah, you can say that. If it turns up on Twitchy, you're basically doomed.
Yes.
We got to get our first traffic update of the afternoon. JT and Leanne are here on first Friday in May, and we will be right back.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-65 northbound just past Hope Hole. They've been diverting traffic, 65 northbound onto Highway 31 and into Montgomery. Highway 31 from Hope Hole to the Southwest Boulevard, very congested right now. Outbound from Montgomery, traffic is backed up from that accident site all the way in past Highway 80 to Southwest Boulevard. And we have another accident, I-65 southbound, just past Southwest Boulevard on 65 southbound. Around Montgomery, the boulevard is very busy, including Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. I-65 and 85 looking good, though, through downtown Montgomery. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brewmaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at brewmaker.com.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty were honored today. The names of 12 fallen officers who were lost from 2019 to 2021 were read aloud. Governor Ivey, along with the officers' family members, were among those in attendance. In Alabama, 577 law enforcement officers have died in the line of duty, one this year. Medical marijuana legislation received final approval Thursday night in the Alabama legislature. The bill would allow people with a qualifying medical condition to purchase marijuana after getting a recommendation from a doctor. The legislation now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. The Judson College Board of Trustees voted to close the 183-year-old school Thursday because of ongoing financial issues. The college will continue to operate through the summer term, which ends July 31st. It was founded in 1838. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is good as we head towards the weekend. Our string of storm-free days continues. Tonight, you'll need a jacket. It's going to be clear and rather chilly for this late in the season. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 50. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer, but a nice day with plenty of sunshine. Low 80s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, but still dry during the day. The risk of showers and storms will return to the forecast, but not till the overnight hours Sunday and into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Taking my mom out on Sunday, she's gonna get buzzed. She's mixing orange juice and champagne from 11 to 1. We'll order quiche and banana pancakes in a nice restaurant. And she's the
and not Happy Birther Person's Day.
No, it's Happy Mother's Day. That's like you don't say, you know, Happy Holidays. You say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You can say both, but, you know, say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but Christmas triggers me.
Yeah.
Leanne, you're such a good birther person.
Whatever.
Hey, I agree.
Show you a birther person.
I've seen Leanne with the, may I mention the grandkids?
Yes, of course, absolutely.
First of all, she redefines grandmotherhood.
No doubt.
My grandmothers were all like 4'10". very, you know, leaning to the overweight with the hankies stuffed up the sleeve of the dress and the wire rim, classic granny stuff.
Yeah, I'm a Gigi.
You're a young birther person. It's all good.
Whatever. Yeah. Use your mouth.
Yeah. I love having JT and Leanne in because there's really no tunnel that we have to go down as far as content for what we can kick around here. Here's the new social media trend.
Okay.
Taking pictures of your stomach before and after you eat.
I saw that.
This is insane.
Yeah. One. Ain't nobody going to see my stomach on purpose, okay?
Well, I did see that it's making people who feel bloated feel better.
Oh.
So I guess there's a positive twist to it.
Well, why?
This, along with the one we talked about last week about the eating rotten meat, both of those are about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah,
meat. High meat. Off of bacteria-infested
Are you kidding
meat?
Me? Really?
Oh, my gosh. If your meat has mold and it's different colors and you eat it and you get high, that's not getting high. That's getting a trip to the emergency room.
Yeah,
the bathroom.
Botulism.
Yeah. These are the people who are sitting at home with no job.
Obviously exactly. Collecting unemployment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not working.
Might be collecting a whole lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be getting all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, I saw that. But, yeah, so I'm going to go and I'm going to take a picture of my stomach and then I'm going to eat and gorge myself, and then I'm going to take another picture. Well, guess what? The second picture is going to be bigger than the first picture.
Yeah.
I don't know what's more disturbing, that somebody had came up with that idea or that others think it's great.
Think it's okay.
And are participating.
And it's gone viral. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be working.
You know what I haven't tried yet that I'm going to try one day? Just out of sheer curiosity. It doesn't matter what your cause is, what the purpose is.
Oh, you're going to do a GoFundMe page, aren't you?
Every story I see, it could be anything.
I
stubbed my toe. GoFundMe raised $25,000.
We are working too hard, Greg.
I mean, maybe we're working too hard, Greg.
Then there's some that I absolutely support.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Well, of course.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But you're right.
I shake my head. I'm like, people actually donated to that?
Why?
And you have how many thousands of dollars? And here I am going to work in the morning? What?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the one that was like beyond ridiculous. And
there's so many.
Yeah. $600,000 they got, but I forget.
Was that the one who put the...
Yes, the moron that did her hair with glue.
Yeah. She got $600,000.
GoFundMe.
Let's go get some Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's
exactly.
Go. We'll get some Gorilla Glue.
Get the glue. You can use my hair.
Okay. All right.
We'll split it.
Well, yeah. Hello.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Social media is crazy, man. I'm telling you.
It's insane.
It is. It's... I have what fun I can on Facebook. In fact, I'm so angry at Facebook with, you know, again, no, we're not going to let Donald Trump on.
I mean, what happened to free speech? And is Trump the only one who lies on Facebook?
No.
If he lies, or if anyone, I mean, everyone who lies should be banned from Facebook for life.
Well, they put,
there'd be two people.
You know, they're fact checkers. Are all Trump haters.
Of course
exactly.
They are. They're not neutral fact checkers.
No.
Totally, and he needs to go on Facebook and create a new profile.
Don't you think he already has?
Like Ronald Crump or something like that. And do what he did before. I mean, I thought it was great.
I don't know. I mean, they're. It's just disgusting.
We're going to get into some cool celebrities and a couple of other. They've been a good week for lists that have been fun. And I also want to talk about Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live.
Saw that, yeah.
Jim.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I got a question for JT.
Go for it.
Uh-oh.
I'm over here in Pratt, Vegas. But see if you can remember this. I had kids that went to Prattville. Back in the good old days, during the Bill Clark era, there where we were winning championships, I remember seeing you at one of the games, and you had something cut into your hair. You had your hair cut, and then you had a message there. You don't talk. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. So that was an
What was that?
That was an Iron Bowl bet that went bad between me and Leanne.
Uh-huh. That's the year Auburn won.
So what did he have to...
The Auburn logo had to be shaved in the back of his
and
head.
So I went to my barber and I said, can you do it? Because I lost the bet. And she did a great job, but she did a billboard job on the back of my head.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, it was like...
It was easy to spot.
It was like a whole back of his head.
Those are very wide letters.
That's right.
There's not much you can do.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was... boy, that's a good memory.
I remember that. Y'all used to come to a lot of the games and stuff over there.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. We had cheerleaders, daughters involved and all that. And
yeah, can't let those girls go loose.
Hey,
too far.
When were your daughter's cheerleaders? What year?
My goodness, that must have been, what is it, 2021?
I have a daughter that graduated in 10.
Yeah, that would have been.
That was a cheerleader.
It would have been later than that. Yeah. It would have been probably 14, 15, 16.
I think so. Yeah,
okay.
I haven't graduated. too
yeah, but every time in my head, I remember seeing you with your head shaved.
Yeah. We're glad that you cherish that memory.
Yes, I'm so glad.
You chose to share with us this afternoon.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all you great mothers.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for the phone call.
Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
Thanks. 3:48, you guys are very young.
I have a birthday next week.
Is it a traumatic birthday?
No, it's not a zero birthday. We don't talk about those. I won't even be in the state if it's a zero birthday.
We're going down to the beach?
Yes, we're going down to the beach. I'll be 48 on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The big 4-8. I know.
You look much younger than
that. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You played beat the clock and won.
Yeah, I'll be 48.
So I'm abandoning you this weekend, but next weekend we're going out.
And how come it's Mother's Day and my birthday weekends back-to-back, and you're the one who's getting beach trips back-to-back?
Well, you know, just worked out that way.
Uh-huh.
What can I say?
Uh-huh. I see an F in your future for your relationship report card, let me tell you what.
Hey, if your credit score is 48 like mine was when I first came to the River Region, it was about that bad. You can rebuild that, but the best way to do it is to rebuild it with the right help. And we got a guy here in town, Chuck Granger, GrangerLegal.com, Granger spelled G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. In fact, there's an option on the website that will help you decide whether or not to proceed. But I've had to use the bankruptcy laws twice in my life, once long, long time ago to just completely start over, and then reorganizing in the 90s. And that allowed me to keep my house. The whole point is these laws are in place to protect you. And especially given that, you know, so many people were ambushed over the last year by having their business shut by the government and so forth, a lot of people took it on the chin. But that doesn't mean you have to live with it and you have to listen to screaming creditors calling and humiliating you and all the rest. Turn it over to Chuck. That's the great lesson in life. Turn it over. Ask for help and get it from the best of the best. 260-0500. Or again, GrangerLegal.com. He's got an incredible legal pedigree. Right back with JT and Leanne on First Friday at 3:50.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
David Little's in the house. We're into spring. Summer's right around the corner. Mother's Day is just down the road.
You're right, Bubba. It's right down the road. I tell you, not far. Mother's Day, Memorial Day, lots and lots of great events coming up. For Mama, if you want a necklace, you want some jewelry, you want a purse, we've got it. Great new stuff in. If it's candy you want, and if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. If chocolate in your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, we've got it all. Memorial Day's coming up. You want to get ready for your big backyard party, pool party, lake party, we've got beach towels, beach totes, sauces, seasonings, you name it, we've got it. We're your one-stop shop for your party needs this summer.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And now a star is born. A
On May 7th, 1840, the world welcomed little baby composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Okay, Mom, just breathe. Breathe. Oh, here he comes. Get ready to push.
Ilyich Tchaikovsky, a star is born.
Does that bring back any memories?
I was blessed giving birth. I pushed twice with both kids. That was it.
Wow.
I didn't like being pregnant. I just didn't feel good, and just didn't feel good being pregnant. I didn't enjoy being pregnant. But come time to pop that babies out, boy, just like that. I had, so all these people have these horrible birthing stories, you know, for days they were in, no, I pushed twice. I mean, I literally went into the hospital at 5:30. I was done by noon. Babies. Now, I had big
She's
babies.
She's got that get it done kind
of. Yeah, I had big babies. I had, Kimberly was 8 pounds, 10 ounces, and Ashley was a week early and was 8:15.
Dang.
So the big babies, but all healthy, yeah. And I was very, very lucky. But yeah, I guess I got the...
The birthing gene.
I got personal space to give to give birth, I guess. I don't know. But I was very, very lucky. Very lucky.
Let's talk about your Saturday morning show on this radio station and what you're going to be talking about this weekend.
Yeah, so Married with Microphones tomorrow, 11 till noon. We've got our life coach on there, Boo Archer, who is local here in Montgomery. She's also talking about, ways to stay mentally fit and sane in today's crazy world.
And she does it with a great positive spin.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's so funny.
Everybody who knows Boo loves Boo. Boo, like the ghost.
That's right.
Easy to remember. My dad's going to be on the show from St. Louis talking about sports.
Oh, cool.
He's always a great guest. He's been in broadcasting and worked with the NFL in St. Louis for decades, so he's on the show with us as well. And then, you know, we do the relationship report card.
And we talk about what's trending, our little hodgepodge segment where we take stuff that, you know, we just mush it all together.
And let me tell you, producing that one-hour show every weekend and then thinking Greg does 3 hours every morning, 3 hours every afternoon, you're a genius, because, man, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a tough gig.
Yeah, but I hang out with fun people, and, you know, it's so easy.
Yeah.
I just do a little, you know, organization, try to be spontaneous, not too planned.
You do a great job.
You do. A great job.
Coming from people who have been at the top of this market for so many years, and now I wish I had a... By the way, did you hear that this station came within 1,000 feet of losing the antenna in that tornado?
I did. I heard that.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. I'm not in the loop. I don't want to be in that loop.
It's...
I'm happy to be a little peon worker. I don't want to be in that loop.
So what happens? What if the tornado did move 1,000 feet and take out the tower? What happens? What's our emergency plan?
That's a really good question. I bet our boss has an answer now.
Yeah.
That's probably the answer.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen to stations across the country before, so it's not like it's unheard of.
One of the... I think the controversy is bullcrap, and if I were Lorne Michaels, I would fire any staff member that chooses not to work with Elon Musk. The reason I like this is in the history of Saturday Night Live, and I hate to say it, but I go all the way back to the first show with George Carlin in 75. And one of the things that made it great is that if there was somebody who was topical or big in the news, for whatever reason, they would often end up as a guest host on SNL, like Musk. And I think he's somebody to be admired for all the things he's... And for having the... He's so smart. He left California for Texas because he got tired of the taxes out there.
There you go.
Exactly.
So that's why the lefties hate him. But Saturday night, to me, has become so unmemorable.
Yeah.
What was the last skit that everybody was talking about the next day?
To me, there for a while, it got really vulgar. And I just didn't like it, so I stopped watching it.
I mean, but back in the day, Billy Crystal, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin. I mean,
gosh.
Goldie Hawn.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin Nealon, Chris Farley.
Yes.
Yeah.
The church lady. Who doesn't love the church lady?
Dana Carvey.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Rosanna Dana.
Oh, man. But that's when it was funny. Now it's just...
Like a lot of comedy, it's just cruel or it's just guttural and sexual.
Yes, exactly. And that just doesn't do it for me.
Brian Regan, my favorite stand-up comedian.
He's funny.
And he's clean. Not political, yeah. And he's clean. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, these guys dropping the F-bomb all the time. I was like, come on. Yeah. You ain't got to do that.
If you have to do that to be funny, find a different job.
Exactly.
I have a couple of Brian Regan clips in the system.
He's really good. I like him a lot.